USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that 10% of Americans have at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday updated its guidance regarding masks. After finding that wearing a cloth mask over a surgical mask helped prevent the spread of coronavirus, the CDC website now recommends that people layer their masks with a cloth mask that has multiple layers of fabric. President Biden announced on Wednesday he had approved an executive order for new sanctions on those responsible for the military coup in Myanmar and repeated his demands for the generals to give up power and free civilian leaders. Pelican Waste and Debris workers Dion Merrick and Brandon Antoine in Iberia, Louisiana, knew something was wrong when they observed a silver sedan in the middle of a field. Turns out 10-year-old Jaleesa LaSalle, abducted a day earlier, was in the car, and the two heroes were able to block the car from escaping while police arrived. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden has his first phone call with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping Wednesday evening for the first time since taking office. According to a readout of the call, Biden pressed the Chinese leader on human rights abuses, its recent actions against Taiwan, and climate change. The presidents also discussed approaches on battling the COVID-19 pandemic. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says he's glad to see the president push his Chinese counterpart. But the former ambassador to Japan tells Fox News that Biden will have to get tougher against a country that doesn't play by the same rules that we do.
And I was pleased to see that President Biden called out Xi on some of the nefarious actions that China's undertaken. But China is moving aggressively every day. They're moving against us. They're moving militarily, they're moving diplomatically, and certainly they've been moving economically in a very predatory manner. They don't play by the same rules that we do, and we've got to be present and pushing back.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Kyle Busch scored a dramatic preseason victory Tuesday night in the Busch Clash, avoiding a crash between frontrunners Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott. To kick off NASCAR Cup Series season with the annual exhibition held for the first time on the Daytona International Speedway road course.
Blaney has the acceleration. They're up in the East banking for the final time. Elliott inside in the chicane. Ryan Blaney.
Here comes Kyle Busch.
And it's a drag race to the line. Kyle Busch is going to steal the Busch Clash. How about that?
Oh, I did not see that one.
Hey, I thought they were buddies.
I thought they were. Not anymore. Not tonight, anyway.
The Daytona 500 is Sunday, Valentine's Day, and can be seen on Fox. Major League Baseball and the Players Union have come to terms for the 2021 season.
Major League Baseball and its Players Union have come to an agreement on health protocols for the upcoming season. In the agreement, players and staff will be tested for COVID at least every other day, and teams will appoint a compliance officer to make sure that players are following guidelines. Players that test positive will have to quarantine for a minimum of 10 days, with players deemed to be close contacts quarantining for 7. Most of the safety guidelines from last season will return, including using 7-inning doubleheaders if games need to be postponed and rescheduled. The agreement doesn't mention the universal designated hitter rule, which was implemented for the 2020 season. Spring training is scheduled to begin in Arizona and Florida next week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.